This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Green goes back deep for Washington. Barnhart punting against the wind out of his own end zone. Good kick. Chases Green back to his own 48-yard line, but he's got some room. Darryl Green. Good goal. Could be all over. It is all over.
Darryl Green had a lot of memorable moments during his incredible 20-year career in Washington. But that punt return in Chicago back in January of 1988 is number one. A great corner, the greatest corner in the history of the franchise. I think you could argue the greatest defensive player in the history of the franchise. His number one most memorable play was that punt return in Chicago. Good morning, Football Friday, week 7 of the NFL season already. Washington and Carolina Sunday in Landover, where Darryl Green's number 28 will be retired. A deserving honor, of course. I do think that Darryl Green is the greatest defensive player in franchise history. He's certainly the greatest cornerback in franchise history. 20 incredible seasons, all in Washington, 7 Pro Bowls, 4 first-team All-Pro honors during his career. During his first 10 years, the team was excellent. He played on 3 NFC title teams, 2 Super Bowl winning teams. Darryl Green played in 18 career playoff games. He missed one in 92 in Minnesota, but that was it. His teams played in 19 playoff games. He played in 18. Yeah, that's when the franchise was rather special. The fastest man in the NFL, probably for all 20 of his years. I mean, he was 42 when he finally hung it up. He was probably still in that, you know, year, if not the fastest guy in the NFL, one of the 2 or 3 fastest in the NFL. Just an incredible player and clearly one of the franchise's all-time best and fan favorites as well. The Mount Rushmore of players in franchise history includes Darryl Green. I think the other three would be Sammy Baugh, Sonny Jurgensen, and Riggo. I think that's the Mount Rushmore franchise-wise of players, you know, not counting coaches. Sammy Baugh, Sonny, Riggo, and Darryl Green. That punt return in Chicago, though, wow, what a memory for those of us that remember it. Denton does not. He's here with me. He was not even born yet. That game was played in absolute frigid weather. That was the 87 regular season. They played 15 regular season games because of, remember, the strike and the replacement players. They went to Chicago. They were an underdog in that game at Soldier Field. They were about a 4.5, 5-point underdog against the Bears. They had already beaten the Bears the previous year in the postseason. They had had a history playing Chicago Chicago in the postseason. They had lost a game at RFK in the 84 season, won at Soldier Field 27-13 after the 86 season. And then in 87, they went to Chicago in 4-degree weather. Yeah, the kickoff game time temperature was 4 degrees. The wind chill made it minus 20. And Washington won the game 21-17. It was Darryl Green's punt return that gave them the lead that they would not relinquish. The punt return actually came in the third quarter. I know a lot of people, in remembering that game, say, remember Darryl Green's punt return at the end of the game in Chicago? It actually came in the third quarter. It was 14-14. He returned that punt. Everybody remembers him grabbing his rib because on a cutback, he hurt himself. Ended up playing the next week because he made a huge play in that game too, on Darren Nelson at the end of the NFC Championship game. But congrats to Darryl Green, his jersey getting retired here on Alumni Weekend. They used to call this, remember when they called it Homecoming Weekend? In fact, the first year of this Homecoming / Alumni Weekend was 2012, and guess who they played? They played the Carolina Panthers, and D'Angelo Williams and company came in here and won the game. And D'Angelo Williams, after the game, said, I saw on the program it said homecoming game. And he said, I just couldn't believe in the NFL they had a homecoming game. They thought they were going to treat us like we were a homecoming opponent. And he just said, I was pissed. And the Panthers won the game. They stopped calling it homecoming. And they now, for many years, have referred to it as Alumni Weekend. Not a great move by Bruce that particular year to dub the game a homecoming game. But Darryl Green will be front and center of Alumni Weekend. They're expecting over 150 former players back for this game. That's a lot, considering what they've been unable to draw back at times over the years. Different day, that is for sure. I'll play for you throughout the morning some of the signature plays of Darryl Green's career, kind of coming back into segments, because Darryl Green had several signature moments. You just heard number one. I don't think anybody would debate that that's number one. I think you could argue that it's the second most famous or most memorable play in franchise history. Of course, Riggo's 4th-and-1 in Super Bowl 17 is number one. That's a clear number one, no debate. Number two, I think I'd probably go Dexter, Darryl Grant, NFC Championship game, Dexter tipping Gary Hogaboom's pass, Darryl Grant picking it off and returning it for the clinching touchdown, which sent Washington to Super Bowl 17. But I think number three for me would be Darryl Green's punt return at Soldier Field in Chicago. That was a wow play. Man, those teams under Joe Gibbs, they won a ton of road playoff games as underdogs. Again, some of Darryl's other signature plays we will come back into segments with throughout the morning. By the way, I was thinking about this and talking to Tommy on my podcast yesterday about it. I actually don't think it's that hard, but the next year, if they're continuing to retire jerseys, and I think that there are three more that have to be retired, and put them in any order you want, but Charlie Taylor's 42, John Riggins 44, and Art Monk's 81 are the three jerseys that have to be retired. After that, everything is debatable, in my opinion. But as somebody who's followed this organization for a long, long time, those are three givens in terms of jerseys and numbers retired. In terms of the order, I think Riggo should be next year. I think, in terms of stature, I think his should go next. And then, you'd go Charlie Taylor, who passed away a few years ago and was one of the greatest receivers in NFL history. Charlie Taylor was the all-time receptions leader when he retired from the game. And then probably Art after that. But I think Riggo should be next. That would be my preference. And that should happen in 2025. But congrats to Darryl Green. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the day. It is certainly deserved. A Mount Rushmore Washington Redskin, Washington franchise football player of all time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app